Okay, today's daf is Shkolim, daf Vav. We're by the Mishnah. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about a person who, I guess in those days, they didn't necessarily keep cash on hand, so they would get, you know, they would save up till they reached the proper amount for either for Maaser Shekel or for Korban Chatas. And at the end, it turns out that he has more than he needs. So, Amichanes Maos, right? Someone, he is gathering, you know, coins in order to, he's gathering coins in order to have enough money for the Maaser Shekel. Amar, and he says, Hare Elu Lishikli, these are for my shekel, right? So, ends up, and turns out that he has more. So, Beishamai Omrim Mosaran, the excess, the leftover, the extra, right? Nidava. They all have value as hektesh. So, whatever he needs for the Maaser Shekel, he uses the Maaser Shekel, and what's left over has to be used or donated for, you know, the Dava, for Ketz Mizbeach, when they can use it to buy karbanos when the mizbeach is not being used, because they are going, and the Tikkun Chazan explains that Beis Shammai is going to shitas them because they hold it's a Gemara Maseches Nazir that hektesh is chal even if you made a mistake, because here you only want to be master of chatzi shekel and you took more, it was a mistake to have more. Beis Hillel Omer Beis Hillel says no, because they say that hektesh is not chal b'tos, so mosaron chulin, the excess, the extra is not hektesh at all. He only had in his mind to set aside enough for Matzis or Shekel. So what's left over, the change, basically, is still Chulin. But if he says, She'avi mehen Shekli, here are the coins from which I shall bring my Shekel, so he changed the language, then Shavin, even Beis Shammai agrees, She'hamos are Chulin, because he would never had the Das to be Matish any of this stuff. Because he said, only from this will be the Matzis or Shekel. Now, a little different by the chatas. If he says elu lechatosi, if he says these karbanos, these coins that I collect are going to go for my chatas, shavin shamos nadava. And even Beis Hillel agrees that the excess is for nadava. He says these coins are going to be for me, and I'm going to explain why Beis Hillel changes and says by there's a difference between shekel and chatas. By shekel he says it goes to chulin, by chatas he says it's nadava. So and.
But that makes more sense. Chatz is carbon to carbon.
Okay, so similar. We'll talk about it similar.
I asked Menachem yesterday, why don't we go to Ben HaKavayas? All this exchanges, the extra coins that you put on.
What did Menachem answer you? Okay, so that's my answer. So Hamosar Nedavah, right? But if he says Sha'avi mehen chatasi, if he says I will bring from them, which means he's clearly saying not from all of them, just from them, right? Shavin, then Beis Hillel agrees Sha'hamosa chulin, that the extra is chulin. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Shimon, basically they're asking Beis Hillel, Amar Rabbi Shimon ma ben shkalim lechatas. What's the difference when the guy says elu l'shikli, which Beis Hillel says goes to chulin, and he says elu l'chatasi, where he says the extra goes to nedava? So Ella, the difference is shel tashkalim yesh lehen kitzva. The shkalim have a set amount, right? You know, he specifically wants it to be the master of shekel. That's all he wants to do is master of shekel, as opposed to the chatas ain't like kitzva. There's no limit to the chatas. You can buy a cheap animal, more expensive animal. You got to keep buying. All the money can be used. Eventually, you can buy the most expensive animal in the world and use it. So therefore, even if he says,
But he says these are for my chatas.
So there's no mis. But when it comes to when it comes, so right, exactly.
He's trying to bring a behemoth for chatas.
So he's right. So whatever he brings over.
So he buys the cheapest chatas. He has money left over.
And that money has to go to Nadava because it was all hektish.
Why?
Because there's no. You can't excuse him for saying that only a certain amount was going to go for the karbon. Because there is no limit for the korban chatas.
But there is no minimum either.
Sure, there is a minimum.
What's a minimum?
I don't know, but there is a minimum, right?
A carbon.
Exactly.
That's a minimum.
But he didn't say the minimum. He said these are going to be my. This is I'm going to bring. I'm going to with this. I'm going to bring a korban chatas. So he's makdish all the coins, because where are you going to draw the line? He's makdish all the coins. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, wait a second. Even according to right, he's going to now. My chokas had to read this. Read it as follows. He's explaining the Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai basically says that there is, he says that if you say Eul is shikli, right, he argues and says it still goes to Nadava. So Yehuda Omer, Aplu Shkalim Ein Lehen Kitzva. Don't tell me that there's no limit when it comes to the Shkalim. It's not a set amount. Kitzva should be a set amount as opposed to limit. There's no set amount. I mean, that explains the difference. So he says, Kishalu Yisrael min Agola, where Bnei Yisrael and Yemei Ezra came back from the Golos, they said there's no set amount because they Hayushoklim Darkonos. They would use our Darkon. Learn according to the way the Rambam uses it, is that they would use our Darkon, right? A Darkon was worth 2 Sloim, and Vahayu Kayumigol Hayushoklim Darkonos. They would use half of a Darkon, which is then Chazul Ishkol Sloim. And then they would use different currency. They would use the Sloim. And then Chazul is called Tivayin. And then they would use the Tivayin, half of the Tivayin. Bichul is called Dinarim. Then they wanted to use the Master Shekel from the Dinar, which is half of the Tivin. Below Kilumin. They didn't accept that because that the amount went down to less than the value of Master Shekel of the Torah. But you see from here that they use different currencies. So Gemara says, wait a second. All right, you might say that the currency switched, but at each time during the process, it was more than a shekel, but everyone was using the same amount. Yeah, from time period to time period, it may have been a difference, but in each time period, there is a set amount. As opposed to the chattas, there's no set amount for the chattas. You can use whatever you want to buy for the chattas, and that's what he says. So, Amar Shimon, Ava Pikein, Yad Kulon Shavin. Let me finish the Mishnah. Ava Pikein, Yad Kulon Shavin. When it comes to the Master Shekel, each time, whatever currency you're using half of that. That's what you're using. It may be worth more than the Chatzi Shekel was at the times of the Mishkan, but still, that's the same amount that everyone's bringing. As opposed to the Korban Chatos, there is no set amount at any time.
Why isn't Chatzi Shekel used for counting?
There were three things that the Master Shekel used for. Right. There were three trumas of Master Shekel.
Right, but it had to be exact. So they could count.
That's why it's... So
is Master Shekel is Master Shekel?
No, he's saying, Mar Mishnah says that they use different currencies. They use different currencies.
So if one guy brings up...
No, you're reading it wrong. No, everyone used the same amount. But that amount changed from time to time, depending on the currency that they use. But everyone used the same amount. That's the answer. Everyone's using the same amount. Okay. Mara says, now, the Mishnah mentioned Hamilchanes, right? So someone was gathering the coins, and he says, Hare Eilu L'Shikli. These should be for my shekel, right? So Beishameh says the extra goes to Nadava, and Beishameh says the extra goes to Chulin. So where's the Machlokas? So Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rav Lazar, right? Lazar, they drop the Aleph a lot. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem, so Chibi Rav Lazar, Ma Pligin, where is the Machlokas in Beishameh B'Shilel? B'Mechanes Prot, where he's gathering pruta by pruta. He's gathering one at a time. So every time he got a pruta, he puts it together with his bundle, right? So here, Beis Hillel holds that the extra is chulin, because when he brought the excess, he didn't realize how much he had. So it was a mistake. Aval ba'omer elu l'shikli. But if he takes all the coins together and says elu l'shikli, right? And even and at that time, he even sees that it's a lot. But he says elu l'shikli. All at one time, Kol Ama Modai Shemutar Nadava. That even Beis Hillel agrees that this is all, the extra goes to Nadava because there's no Hekdesh Metaros because he saw everything when he started. Okay, that is Rav Lazar. But Rav Chiya and Rabbi Beva, he says differently. B'shem Rav Lazar, they say that. Sorry, Rav Chiya and Rabbi Beva say differently in the name of Rav Lazar. Ma Pligin, where is the Machlokas? The Mechanes Protros. So when he gathers it coin by coin, Beis Shammai says the extra goes to Nadava because the Hekdesh Tos have a Hekdesh, and Beis Hillel will say that it goes to Chulin. Aval ba'omer elu l'shikli, but if he says elu l'shikli, which is, takes them all in one shot, knowing that there's more than he needs here, kol amamodi, then Beis Shammai is going to agree shemosar in Chulin, that the extra goes to Chulin, because, I'm not sure, but it seems to be that since his kavana is to add more Master Shekel, then it's as if he's master custom of Torah. It's as if your guy took $100 and said, this is all Master Shekel. Doesn't work, basically. That's what they're saying. That if he takes it piece by piece, right, so Beis Shammai can say, all right, so he made a mistake. But if he takes it all in one shot and brings $100, you can't make a mistake like that. Clearly that's not going to be for Nadava. So the machlokas between how Rav Lazar learns the machlokas of Beis Shammai Silo. When he says Elu Shikli, does everyone agree it goes to Nadava? Or does everyone agree it goes to Chulin? Those are the two Lashonos that we have in Rabbi Lazar. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya, Masnisa Misaya L'Rabbevi. Our Mishnah seems to be to help out Rav Beva, who basically said, Kol Amamodi Shemusarun Chulin. And Elu Shikli, is the extra is Chulin. Okay? Apparently now, the Gemara seems to have forgotten that the case of the Mishnah is protros. And the Gemara, so just forget that, and that's going to be the answer. Again. But the Gemara apparently forgets that that's what the, or ignores that that's going to be the Pshat in the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Chiya, Masnis the Messiah, the Rav Baby. This not, the Mishnah says, Amar Rav Shimon, Ma Bein Shkolim L'Chatas. Rav Shimon said, what was the difference between Shkolim and Chatas? Elosh, Shkolim Yishlam Kitzvah. Shkolim have a set amount. U'L'Chatas Ein L'Kitzvah. Chatas does not have a set amount. So Rav Chiya basically thinks that Rav Shimon's statement here goes according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So therefore, B'ma'ani Kaiman. So where, in which case am I making the distinction between Shkolim and Chatas? In Ba'omer Sha'avi Mehen Shikli, if it's where he says, I'll bring from them my shekel. So Kolam Amodi Shemusar and Chulin. Everyone agreed that the extra goes to Chulin. Because Amodi says, I'm bringing from them. In Ba'omer Sha'avi Mehen Chatosi, then I'll bring from them my Chatas. Kolay Amodi Shemusar Chulin. Everyone agrees that the extra is Chulin. Because again, he said only amount from it. And whatever he takes. Whatever he leaves over, he leaves over. Ela Kain Anan Kayamin. So what are we dealing with? Ba'omer Eil Shikli. In our case, he says Eil Shikli. Then here, Rav Shimon makes a distinction between Shkolim and Chatas. So Shkolim, Al Yideisha Kitzvasa Min HaTorah, Musar and Chulin. Since it's a set amount in the Torah, the excess is Chulin. But Chatas, Al Yideisha Ein Kitzvasa Min HaTorah, Musar and Adava. But Chatas, that there's no set amount, the extra goes to the Adava. So his diak is, if you say Eil Shikli, everyone agrees that the extra is Chulin. That's exactly what Rav Beba said, as opposed to what Rav Yossi said. So the Gemara says, so Ma Avidei Rav Yosi B'Shem Rav Elazar. So what's Rav Yosi going to say in the name of Rav Elazar? He says, don't say the case is Eilu Shikli, where he took it all in one shot. You'll say, Pasula, the Mechayis Protos, Gemis Hillel. The case is, the reason why Eilu Shikli, the extra schooling, it's because where he took it one by one, and it's specifically Beis Hillel's Shita, not Beis Shammai. Okay. Now, the Gemara says again, asking on Rav Yosi, V'hat Haninan Mosar Shkolim Chulin. We're going to have a Mishnah today, which says, the excess Shkolim are Chulin. So the Gemara thinks basically that this is said the Divrei Kol even to Beis Shammai. So what's the case where the Mosar Shkolim is going to be Chulin even to Beis Shammai? That's only if you say a case of Eilu Shikli to Raviva. But according to Rav Yossi, it would be Kasha, because he would hold that Eilu Shikli, the Mosar Shkolim, Beis Shammai agrees, is Beis Shammai would say it's Nadava. So Pasulus, Rav Yossi answers, what's the problem? The case of the Mishnah is the Mechayes Protos, where he takes it coin by coin, and it's going only to Libra, the Beis Hillel. It's not going to Libra, the Beis Shammai. So, I don't know, the Gemara seems to just like sort of drop that understanding and then bring it back. Okay. Next. Hamafer Shiklo v'savar shu chaya. Okay. Guy separates, takes a matzah to Shekel, and because he thought he still owed it. By mistake, he didn't realize. But it turns out, v'nimso shein l'chaya. It turned out that last week he already paid it. Or someone paid for him, whatever it was. Turns out that he was covered. So lo kadosh, the hektesh is not chal on the second coin because I guess according to Beis Hillel, it was saying that it's hektesh betos ain't no hektesh. But hamafrish shnayim, let's say he thinks I wasn't chayiv, I forgot to pay last year, and I had to pay last year's and this year's now, right? So hamafrish shnayim b'saber shu chayiv shnayim v'nimso she'ainu chayiv el echad. And it turns out that he really did pay last year, right? Also hasheni ma avidle. So what's the din with this with the master shekel that he gave betos? I don't know why it's different.
Why is it different?
I don't know why it's different. I think maybe the only reason I can think of is because once one was if chal on one, maybe it's chal on the other. I don't know
it's
why.
Like almost like a mode that makes it.
Yeah, basically.
If you find out for sure, it's not
a I don't know. So why is that not also considered a toast? I don't know. So the Gemara answers nishma'ana min hada. We'll learn an answer from the following case. Right, someone who was matish achatas by mistake. Hich frish chataso v'sover shuchayim. He says, I ate chaylev.
This is a set amount.
Right. Okay. So why is it when he thinks he's chayev one, and he sets it aside, we know for sure, and he's mistaken, that one is not hektish. When he thinks he's chayev two, and he's only chayev one, so we say, oh, maybe the second one's also still hektish. Same talos, no?
By a shekel?
Yeah, by a master shekel. Case number one was, I think I'm chayiv this year, I'll put aside one. Turns out I'm not chayiv, that's not hektish. I think I'm chayiv two, turns out I'm only chayiv one, so what's the story with the second one? Well, one of them shouldn't be hektish.
Right.
Because he made a mistake. But the Gemara's asking, the Gemara doesn't know.
Did we just do that case?
I don't know.
Did we?
I don't know. Okay. How am I supposed to answer that question? I don't know. Didn't? I don't know. Okay.
You know what's happening? You say that, I just have nothing to say.
So, So nishma'anim in adah. We'll try to learn it out from the following case. Hifrish chatos of a sover shulchaya. So a guy eats a piece of fat. He thought it was chaylev, so he separated his chatos. Turns out later it was shuman. It's not chayev. V'nim tosh einu chayev. So lo kutcha. The animal is not kutish at all. Hifrish shtayim. If he separates two, v'sover shulchayev shtayim. He thought he was chayev two chatos. And it turns out he's only chayav one chatas. Oso shniya ma'at ovidle. So what do you do with the second carbon? Is it chulin or not? So he says, no, it's not. Elo roa, it has to graze until it gets a mum, and then you sell it and you take the money for an adava. So you see, the extra one goes for an adava. Hachinami, so to hear by the two shkalim, the extra one should be with an adava. So Gemara says there's no comparison. Gemara basically says they call heyach omer ato elu. How can you say this, essentially? How can you say, well, what's the distinction? I don't know. Gemara see the Ikar Chasam and a Sefer.
What is the distinction?
The only distinction I can think of would be is that you can't compare Chatos to Shkalim, because Chatos ain't la kitzvah, and Shkalim has a kitzvah. But Chatos ain't la kitzvah, right, Chatos ain't la kitzvah meant that each individual Chatos can be anything. Doesn't mean you can bring 80 Chatos for one sin. Right. It's still only one Chatos.
Exactly. When we were learning that actually.
Yeah. Okay.
What person usually goes up for until the regal? You have to bring one chatos. People don't make just one mistake. They mean.
Right. They bring them all.
So, all of them.
Right.
Okay. So he's bringing all of them. He has his chatos fund is like this. Something happened. Puts money. In
right. Okay.
Puts money in the thing.
Right.
It comes out. He's got a whole stack of money over there.
Right.
Okay, he's not divvying it up based on necessarily
right,
the chattos itself.
But the case, the language they use here was for the Gemara was using
that
the case.
Has to be the case.
No, but the Gemara was saying he's using it specifically for one chattos. Yeah.
One
chattos.
Right. But if he put it in the kitty over there, which makes sense of how a person would regularly do it.
Right. So it seems to be that the person was keeping a notebook and was saying this is for this chattos, this is for that. That seems to be the case. It was set aside for one chattos, not for his. Not for multiple infractions.
With multiple chatois, then he would know for sure that he owes multiple chatois.
No, because that's an easier case. Because he has 10 chatas, he comes over there and he buys all the chatas, and all of a sudden now he's got a extra money.
All right, we got to move. We can't ask questions. We got to move. We can ask questions. We can't get the answers. Okay. So the Mishnah then said Rav Yehuda, right? Rav Yehuda said that even Shkalim didn't have a set amount because he says historically there were different coins used. So he says, now he's just going to explain what it means. Darkonos are dinarim. Darkonos were dinarim, which were gold dinars, which were equal to 2 shloim, right? And when they came back from the galus, that was the currency. So they would take half of that for master shekel, which means they would take one sella for master shekel, which basically is one shekel. Chazul lishkol shloim. Then the currency changed to the shloim, which is kishmuan. That's what it means. That's what it is. And they would then take masses of a seller for the masses of shekel. It seems to hear in the Rambam quotes as well, it's Mahal's Rambam Rai, but the Rambam quotes as well that masses of shekel is supposed to be half of the current currency, which today's day would probably be half a dollar. That's what we get. A lot of people have that minimum. Right? And they use 3. We'll see where the 3 comes from. Chazal Lishkol Sloyim Kishmuan. Chazal Lishkol Tivin. Then the currency changed to the Tivin, which is Palge Sloyim, which is half of a seller. Right, and they would take this, and half of a seller is half of a shekel, and they would take the tivin to use as the master's shekel. So it's still worth. But big shulish called dinarim. Then, when the currency dripped down, that the base currency was the dinarim, and they wanted to use half of a dinar, that which is karatin, it comes from quarter, karatin, right? Below kiblumehen, they wouldn't take half of a dinar from master's shekel because that value was too little. That was less than the value of the master's shekel at times in the Mishkan. So therefore, they couldn't take half of that. Okay, that's what it said. Right, look, keep it in my hand. Min hada, and they learned. How do we know they didn't accept it from them? We learn it from here. It's a famous pasuk in Nehemiah. It says, "Vehemadnu aleinu mitzvos." He put upon us the mitzvos. Laseis leinu shlishis hashekel. Take a third of the shekel. V'shana lavodas beis elokeinu. At that year, he took right. So it says, "Vehemadnu." So basically, what they're learning here is "Vehemadnu" means that they established. They set something. We want to do A, but "Vehemadnu" to do B. We wanted to make it less, and they didn't accept it. They didn't let us do it. Next, they thought it would be enough to use half of the matbeya in that time, half of the currency. And the basin said, no, you can't use half. I guess they said you had to use a third of the shekel that was at that time. Whatever that currency was, the third equaled to half of the Mishkan. Okay, now a little drushos. Rav Chilkiya b'shem Rav Acha, he says, they're learning from the pasuk where it says, it doesn't say shlish ha-shekel. It says shlishis. Basically making drushes on that. So what do we learn from there? Mikan shetzarif adam l'shali shiklo. A person should give his shekel 3 times a year. I'm not sure what it means. If you give your master shekel, break it up into three, or give at least make sure to give tzedakah 3 times a year, right? Sarach adam l'shali shiklo shalosh pami b'shana. B'shana, 3 times a year. And mikan she'ei matrichan ala tzibor yosem mishalosh pami b'shana. You can't, only 3 appeals a year. You only should sell the aliyah 3 times a year. That's it. And the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will be done the rest of the time. We don't even need a second minyan. We'll go faster. But only 3 times a year you have to have, you can have an appeal. That's what it says. So Amar Rabbi Yavin. Now you'll learn more from the following pasuk, right? The following pasuk, the pasuk is Nehemiah Perek Yud, pasuk Lamed Gimel. And the next pasuk is in pasuk Lamed Dalet. Right? The pasuk there says, it's not quoted, but the pasuk says, Lelechem Hamareches, this is what they brought the shekels for, Ominchas Hatamim, Leolos Hatamid, Hashabasos, Hechadoshim, the Mawadim, the Kadoshim, the Chatos, the Chafar, Al Yisrael, the Chomalechas, Beis Elokeinu. So you saw that there were three different groups that they brought it for. It was Lelechem Hamareches, Minchas Hatamim, Leolos Hatamid, Hashabasos, Chadoshim, Mawadim, and the Kadoshim, Chatos. 3 different subsets of what everything was brought for. So Mikan, so from here they learn, L'shlosh siyin, mikan l'shlosh kupos, mikan l'shlosh rushos. From here we learn that there are 3 kupos, that there are 3 baskets, I guess. I don't know what shlosh siyin is. L'shlosh siyin, I guess it had to be, it's a Mishnah on Daf Ches, which basically says, b'shlosh kupos, right, 3 shlosh, that's the size, I guess. There were 3 of them, the size of 3 siyin, and there are 3 hafrushos. And there are 3 times that you have to separate the money, right? We always separate the money before Pesach, before Shavuos, and before Sukkos. Okay. Pasuk says in Shavuos by Masas Shekel, Ze yitnu kola over al hapakudim, right? Masas Shekel, b'shekel kodesh, asrim geir shekel, Masas Shekel chumal Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, Chad Omar, one said, Lefisha chat'u b'machsis hayom, since they did the cheta egel during midday, right? Because it says, Vayara'am ki boshesh Moshe l'redes minahar. It said Altik Rubo Sheish. It said Fish Sheish because it was the 6th hour. He didn't come down. Was right. So yet they made a mistake. Half of the day, yet new master shekel. They have to give half a shekel. The Chad Amar once says Lefisha Chatu B'Sheish Shos Bayom. Since the mistake was done at the 6th hour of the day, as opposed to focusing on the half, he's focusing on the 6th hour. Yet new master shekel. You have to give master shekel the Avid Shita Garmasin because that is equals to 6 coins called the Garmasin. Okay. What's the nafkamina between the two?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Tikva Chazin says that the machlokes is one holds that you have to put the emphasis at the half of the day. That's why he's makbid on half, even if it's half of a. Everything has to be half. Yeah, but do you have to give half of the currency, or only the value that equals half of that currency? So if you focus on the maxis, you'd have to definitely give a half. I think that's what the Tikva Chazin says. Okay. Rabbi Shua Bei Rabbi Nechemia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai says a different reason. Lefi gives a different, I guess, a different drasha. Lefi she'avru aseres adibros. When they did the cheta egel, they were over on the aseres adibros. I'm not sure how, because they did avodah zarah. I guess if you do avodah zarah, it's kofar b'chol Torah kula. So they violated all the Torah. I guess the aseres adibros was the only Torah at that time. Most is learning the rest up there, but they didn't really get everything yet. Right? Lefi she'avru aseres adibros, yenosin kol echa v'echad asara geira. Everyone has to give 10 geira, which is what the pasuk says. It says, shekel kodesh esrim geira shekel, master shekel. The master shekel had to equal 10 geira. Okay. Rav Rechia Rav Levi, v'shem Rav Shimon Lakish. Now they go about they learn a little more. We're talking about now Pidgin Aben. Right? Pidgin Aben is with Chamisha Slaim, the 5 slaim. Lefi she'machru, since the Shvatim sold Yosef, b'chorah shel Rachel b'esrim kesef, they sold him with 20 kesef. Right, it says Ayim Kuros Yosef Lishmol BeEshem Kesef. Yikol Echav Echav Poda as Bino Bichoro BeEshem Kesef. Each one has to be Poda his own Bichor with Eshem Kesef. 1 selah is worth 4 dinarim, and 5 slaim is worth 20 dinarim. So therefore, you have to do 5 slaim. Okay, so how does that work? 10 of them sold Yosef. Let's count. Yosef didn't sell himself. Binyamin wasn't there. Reuven wasn't there. 9. No?
That would be
nice. Okay. Just asking. Okay. So.
And tax.
It's the cowbone. Okay. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Levi.
What?
Rabbi Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Levi. Right? So I'm sure someone said that. No, Yosef was involved because he made the brothers jealous. So he was at fault also. Interesting. But.
Oh,
But he sold them also?
That's only keeping the
Shvuah. Okay, but that's
yeah,
but
that
he's a Kedul actual Shvuah. Right, okay. Rabbi Pinchas Meshein Rabbi Levi gives another reason why you'd Machzor Shekel. Lefisha Machru Bechor Sharachal Esmer Kesef. Since they sold the Bechor of Rachel with 20 Kesef, V'nafel L'chol Echad Mehem Taba'a L'fikach Yekol Echad Echad Notin Shiklo Taba'a. So if you do 20 divided by the 10, right, so each one gets 2, right? And then everyone has to give the shekel, which is a taba, because a taba equals the machzor shekel. That's what the karos equals.
Dash it any way you want.
Okay.
It's fascinating. What is the story of 10 reasons? And one reason, we give so many reasons.
Not even reasons, these are like background.
Because you're trying to get money out of somebody.
It's background as well.
You gotta give money out of somebody. Why can't
children go full of machzor shekel?
100%.
And no reasons for that.
Exactly.
Right, but the Master Shekel, though, you're living in, you know, Antioch in Turkey during the times of the Second Mishnah. So you're living in Alexandria, and they say, okay, now you have to contribute, not to your local institution, you have to make a contribution to the temple. Well, I'm not going to the temple. I can't get there. What do I need? So you give a lot of reasons as to why you come. What?
You know I'm right.
Okay.
You know it.
Now, the previous Mishnah... the previous Mishnah said, right? Just talk to land, I'll tell you. the previous Mishnah mentioned that if you collect the coins, right, you know, coin by coin, and you have extra, there was a Machlokes Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel said that the extra is chulin. So now our Mishnah basically passes like Beis Shemel, Beis Hillel. It says Moshe Shkalim chulin. The leftover Shkalim that you do is chulin. Mosar Sirus Eifa, the leftover of the flour that's used for the mincha. Mosar Kinei Zavin, extra, I guess, I think this is extra money used to buy these things. Right, the extra for the Kinei Zavin, or Kinei Zavos, or Kinei Yoldos, all these things. And then if you had money also, Chatos Vashamos, Mosar Nadava, all these things, the extra money is used to buy Karbanos for the Ketz HaMizbeach. Zeha Klal, this is the rule. Anything that's bought for a chatas or a shama, the extra can be used for the nadava, because you can't use it for its own purpose. I can't use extra money. I bring money for buy a chatas. I buy it for $20. I have 5 left over. I can't use that money for another chatas because it wasn't chatas specific for a tin. So that's used over for the nadava. But most are ola, the extra for an ola, since it's going to be more for the dava, it's more for an ola. Most are mincha, mincha, most are shlamim. All these things can be brought for the dava, so you use it for what it was actually brought for. If extra for an ola, buy an ola. Extra set aside for mincha, buy a mincha. Extra set aside for shlamim, I buy a shlamim. Most are pesach, extra set aside for pesach. But we saw this a lot the past couple months. Let's just say one case is it was left extra money, or you brought two, you had one, you lost it, you brought the other one, then you found the first one. So you have an extra current pesach, that is brought le shlamim. Most are Nazirim. If you collected money, I guess they had like a Nazir pot also. You had poor Nazirim, they couldn't afford. Nazir had to bring a lot of Karbanos. So they had a Nazir pot. Right, next time we'll put out Master Shekel, Tofa Shabbos, Nazirim. We'll have a Nazir pot for the people to buy their Karbanos. If it's left over, right? So then Nazirim, that continue goes for the next. Keep it going for when the year's over, keep the pot for the next one. Most are Nazir. If a Nazir himself has extra for his Karbanos, then that extra money is brought for Nadava. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, "The Anot Haman, when I was there, which I think means when I was still in Bavel before I came to Eretz Yisrael, it seems to be that there was cross pollination between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, but only starting with the second or third generation of Arayim. Before that, there seems to be more separate, but then they start, you know, going back and forth.
I think it'll be around.
What? No, it wasn't before. All the quotes that we have.
They're going back and forth until."
No, because all the quotes that we have, all the third generation.
Right.
The third generation, they go back and forth. So when all the quotes that you have of somebody, of a Babylonian Amora quoting an Eretz Yisrael person, or an Eretz Yisrael,
first generation.
They quote, but it's only third, the people doing the quoting are third generation.
Who's a Bayan Rabba quoting?
What do you mean?
Nobody.
Rabbi Shmuel. You went around the
Shmuel. Bavel.
Exactly, because they weren't going back and forth. Rabbi Shmuel went back and forth.
No, all the quotes are third generations. Abba Rabbi Yossi, Ad de Anon Taman, when I was over there, right, and who is Rabbi Yossi?
Who's Rabbi Yossi?
It's not Rabbi Yossi the Tana.
What generation did he live?
Third generation. Whatever. We'll ask the academics about it. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Ad anat aman. Until I got there, shamas kol. I heard the call of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Who sha'ol Shmuel. I heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel. Okay. So I got when I was still in Babel, before I came here, I heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel. So you see what generation he's after Shmuel. He's after Shmuel. Shmuel was second.
Yeah.
So he's third, or maybe even fourth, right? Hifri shiklo. What's the din if someone separates his shekel v'mase and he dies before he was able to give it to the gizbarim? So what's the story with the shekel? Amalei. So Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, yiplu nedava. It goes falls to nedava. Okay. Now when we talk about the mincha, remember there's also the concept of the Kohen Gadol who every day from his own money would bring two minchas chavitin, which we brought from a tenth of an eighth of solus. And let's say he was mafrish the money for the mincha today, and he had extra money, he couldn't use that money for the next day. So what's the story with that money? So mosar, I fear, is that's mosar asir se'efa shalom, right? The extra money that he was going to buy, his asir se'efa for the Kohen Gadol, what does he do with that extra money? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yolichem liyam hamelach. Can't do anything with it. You can't get hanah from it. You can't do ila with it. Just let it, just send it to the Dead Sea. Right, Rav Lazar Amar Yiplu Nadava. They go to Nadava because he says there's a drush of Moikot, and that it's the mincha of the Kohen Gadol is called the Chatas. So Motor Chatas is the same idea. It goes to Nadava. So the Gemara now says, Masnisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yochanan because our Mishnah said, what does it say? It said Moshe Shkalim Chulin, Moshe Hirsa Eifa, Moshe Kini Zav, Kini Zavos, Moshe Kini Yoldos, Chatas Hashamos, Moshe Nadava. So it says here, Mosar Asirus Ha'efa goes to Nadava. Rabbi Yochanan just said that Mosar Asirus Ha'efa goes to the Yam HaMelech. Stira. So Gemara answers, Ma Avedei Rabbi Yochanan. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that? So Pasar La, he answers, Mosar Asirus Ha'efa shall minchas chote shall call Yisrael. When I say, the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that the Mosar Asirus Ha'efa, it's not talking about the Asirus Ha'efa of the Kohen Gadol. Let's talk about the series of a regular of a myth of Yisrael. So that extra goes to Nadava. I still hold that the Mosar of the series of Eifa of the Kohen Gadol, that goes to Yam HaMelech. Okay. Next. Rabbi Yose Amar. So Rabbi Yose says, Ada Alio, right? For this thing, right? Al Da, for this thing, Alio, they brought up Abba Barba. So what they say is the father of Shmuel. It's Avua de Shmuel. Abba Barba is the Shmuel of Shmuel. Because he dropped the second Aleph. I think Shmuel's name was Abba. So Abba Bar Abba, which means the father of Abba. Who's Abba? Shmuel. I think that's how you read it. Right? Abba Bar Abba, right? The article states the father of Shmuel. Father Shmuel. Okay? So Abba Bar... What? Right, so Abba Bar Abba, who was, I guess when he was old, he couldn't come. So they brought him into the base. They needed to ask him. So they brought him to the base measures. Weird, they didn't go to him. They brought him into the base measures. This is what Abba Barba said. The Inu Amrin, the Chachmei Bava would say, Minayin Sha Pesach Mishtan L'Shem Shlomim. How do we know that a Korban Pesach, Shechted, during the rest of the year, Shalol L'Shem Pesach, right? Shechted Lol L'Shem Pesach, Shalol Shema, that the din is, it's brought as a Shlomim, right? But met a lot of time on that halacha. So Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, he's talking about it. Korban Shlomim. It says, "Im min hatzon korbano lezevach shlomim laHashem zachor nekevah tamim yikrevenu." So it says, "Kol shehu min hatzon, any korban that comes dafka from the tzon, that's which is the korban Pesach, balu shlomim." You can't say that's talking about the korban Pesach that's brought bismano, because the korban Pesach brought bismano, brought not the same korban Pesach is pasul. So the purpose of the pasuk is to say the korban Pesach, which is min hatzon, that's brought lo lismano, is brought as a shlomim. That's the drasha he makes. So, hey Sivun, which I think means they asked Abba Bar Abba, Hare, you're saying that the Korban Pesach comes from its own? Ola is Minatzon also. The Korban Ola also comes Minatzon, right? The Pasuk says by Korban Ola, there's Im Minatzon Korban Ola, Mekavasim, and Izim, Ola, Zachar, Tam, Yekrivenu. So why don't we say that a Korban Ola, if it's done, I guess a Korban Ola should also be, the Mosar of the Korban Ola should be a Shlomim. Why don't we say the leftover of an Ola is an Ola? The leftover of an Ola can be a Shlomim, because it's Minatzon. Anything Minatzon goes to a Shlomim. What's left over? So he says, no. Davar, a carbon, she'enu ba elamin atzon. The Pesach only comes from atzon. Yotza ola shiba filo min habakar. But ola can also come from the cattle. Because it says, im ola carbono min habakar, zachar tam yak yivenu. It can also come from the bakar. Therefore, you can't say a drasha of tzon applies to ola. Because ola has its tzon ubakar. So the Gemara asks again. He's sivun. Hare Asham, but the Korban Asham. That too only comes from Atzon. The pasuk by the Asham is the Hevius Ashamo Lashem Ayol Tamim Min Atzon. So therefore, make the same drasha that they made Lagabe the Pesach, make that drasha Lagabe the Asham, and say that the extra Asham, or if you'd say, right, the extra Asham, right, the extra Pesach is a Shlamim, say the extra Asham is a Shlamim also. So Amar Rabbi Bon Bar Kahana, the pasuk says Min Hatzon, which means Dabar Shehuba Mikol Hatzon. Something that comes from all different types of tzon, which means the kvasim and the izim. Yotza asam, asham she'enu ba elim and elim bilvad. But asham only comes from the elim. It doesn't come from the kvasim, I guess. So therefore, so the drasha could only be brought for Korban Pesach. Shaking my head. Okay. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. Now you're using min hatzon to include Korban Pesach. But min, throughout the Torah, is always used as an exclusion. And now you're using it to include. B'chol asarat amart min lamait. It's come to exclude. Right? B'kan at mar min l'rabos. And now you're saying min l'rabos. And min atzon is coming to include all types of tzon, which is specifically the Korban Pesach. Min atzon should usually be only one type of tzon. But now you're saying min atzon means all atzon. So Amar Rabbi Manna says, Hacha nami, so to hear min lamait. Min is coming to be an exclusion. Because it's miyut she'enu ba ben shteishanim, miyut she'enu ba min akeva. It excludes, it can't be tzon that is 2 years old, or can't be an akeva. So it is exclusionary. Okay. The gabe asham nami. So too by the carbon asham, it says, v'hevi nashmo shem ayatam, it says, min hatzon. And we say, min lemaitu. Min over there is also to be ma'it. There, she'enu ba elam in a'ilim ovad. It only comes from the rams, it only comes from a'ilim. So that same min hatzon is ma'it, different things in different sukkah. Hey Sivun, again they asked again on this drasha about that the extra shlamim comes to the psachim. Hey Sivun, v'hak siv, doesn't it say by the korban ola, v'im min hatzon korbano min haksavim o min haizim laola? Okay, so just like it says the same thing, this is also by the ola. In min hatzon korbano min haksavim min izim laola. So just like the shlamim, it says in min hatzon korbano zevach shlamim. So they say, Me'ata Moser Pesach ba'ola. So then maybe you say the extra Pesach come to the Ola. The same Min Hatzon that you have by Shlamim, which you said the extra Pesach goes to a Shlamim, you have Min Hatzon, the extra Pesach should go to be an Ola. Why are you saying specifically goes to a Shlamim? It should go to an Ola. So Amar Rabbi Avun, Mishanim Dover Shul Achila, the Dover Shul Achila, Ve'im Mishanim Dover Shul Achila, Dover Shul Achila. Korban Pesach can be eaten, Korban Shlamim can be eaten. So if you once you turn into another, you turn something that's going to be eaten to something that's eaten. So you turn it into a Shlamim. You don't turn the Pesach, which can be eaten, into an Ola, which is Kula Kala. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mabon, Mishan and Kachin Kalim, Lashem Kachin Kalim, they Mishan and Kachin Kalim, Lashem Kachin Kachin. Pesach and Shlomim are both Kachin Kalim, all is a Kachin Kachin. So if the Pesach is going to turn into something, it's going to turn into a Kachin Kalim, which is a Shlomim, not going to turn into a Kachin Kachin, which is an Ola. Okay. Rabbi Yochan Amar, Rabbi Yochan said, Al Da Olio, on this, said to me, Rabbi Chanina, is the Inu Amrim, that the Chachmei Babel said, Ein HaPesach Mishtan Lashem Shlomim. A Pesach does not turn into a Shlamim during the rest of the year. Ela in kein shechato l'shem Shlamim. If you had machshava for it to be for Shlamim, right? You have to specifically say this is Shlamim. But I guess if you shechted it for shem Ola or something else, if you shechted l'shem Pesach, it's definitely pasul. But if you shechted the Pesach l'shem any other carbon other than l'shem Shlamim, it's pasul. So if I shecht the carbon Pesach on Purim l'shem Ola, it's pasul. I have to specifically say it's l'shem, or have in mind it's l'shem Shlamim. But I say no. Automatically, as long as you shech the Korban Pesach, not the Shem Pesach, then I say, by a feel shvat the Shem Ola, nevertheless, it gets hukrav as a shlamim. So I'm a Rabbi Elah. My beloved says, time to Rabbi Yochanan. The reason for Rabbi Yochanan is as follows. It says, in min hatzon korbanola zevach shlamim. So it says, liz zevach. It could have just said korbanol shlamim. What's korbanola zevach shlamim? So the zevach is extra. Comes to teach us kol shehu zavach. If you had in mind anything that's brought as a korban, so b'alu shlamim. Anytime you shech a korban Pesach, not a Pesach, the shame any other korban is brought as a shlamim. That's this drasha. Okay. Now the Gemara says, what happens if you have this extra Pesach that is supposed to be brought as a shlamim? You had machshava for an ola, and you also had what machshava? Pigul. Right? Now remember, pigul only becomes pigul if that's the only problem in the korban. Okay, so now, umishtane lemachsheves psul. Let's say you shefted the extra Pesach with shem ola and included in that a machsheves psul. So heich ovid, What is the din? So the Gemara says, wait, what's the case? If you said, shakta l'shem ola, al menas l'zrok dama l'mathar, if I shakted it l'shem ola, on tonight I'm going to throw the blood tomorrow, well then, mikol makom pasalu. Everyone knows that's pasal, because you have the other, who cares? Ola shlom, you had a bad makshava. So, what's going on here? So, the Gemara says, in Tamar, mishtanu l'makshavas psul, the girsa comes, I don't know if the girsa stays in or not, Mashevas psul pigol, the intamer amishdar mashevas psul pigol. Okay, this whole thing, basically, if what's going on here, the guy shechted the Moser Pesach stam on to throw the blood tomorrow. Everyone says that's definitely pigol and yechayev karis. If you shechted the Korban Pesach during its own time, l'shem ola, to throw the blood tomorrow, that's definitely not going to be pigol because you had another besides the pigol, you had the wrong machshava. Okay, but the question is, if you shechted the Korban Pesach shelo bizmano l'shem ola to shecht it to for the blood tomorrow, what's the story? It's pasul, but is it pigul? Right? Is it pigul? Why? Because it's definitely pasul because you had the wrong machshava. But is it also pigul? Do we say that the machshava that you had for the wrong Korban also messed it up, and therefore it's not pigul? Or do you say that that machshava is not a problem, and the only bad machshava you had is the pigul, and then it is pigul? Well, I understand, but if you had a machshava,
does this go into that category?
Right. If you said so, that's the sentence. It's a machlokas. Mishtana the machshava's psul. Let's say you shechted your pesach the shame ola. That's mishtana machshava's psul. The korban is pasul, but it's eno pigol. And one says a mishtana machshava's psul. One said it's not machshava's psul. Therefore, it's kosher, and then the pigol applies. Basically, the question was if I don't know how it works with Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said it becomes a shlamim. But let's say you say, again, I had the machshava's pigol. Was that the only bad machshava? If that's the only bad machshava, then it's pigol. If there's another bad machshava involved in the korban, then it's not pigol. Because
see, korban pesach is a tough one because the default in korban pesach is the shlamim. On a regular, if you bring
right.
Let's say an ola, the default is a pasul ola.
Correct. So this should be a shlamim. So you had machshava for an ola,
which gives you the second.
Right, but that's the question. Does that count as a second psul to make it pigul or not? That's the machlokas. Okay. All right. Okay. The brisa in Masechta Zvachim, right? Abdafchet says that a pesach bizmano, pesach shechted during its time. If you do it, l'shmo is kosher, shelo l'shmo is pasul. Right. That's what we said. During the rest of the year, let's say you have the extra korban pesach. During the rest of the year. Right, you separated one Korban Pesach, you lost it, separated another one, shechted it, found the first one. So I have this extra Pesach. Alright? After Pesach, I find it. If I shecht it with Shmo, if I shecht it with Shane Pesach, I mean, this is all counterintuitive. If I shecht it with Shane Pesach, then it's Pasul. If I shecht it Shalol L'Shmo, with Shane any other Korban, then it's Kasher as a Shlomim. Shalol L'Shmo is no good, Shalol L'Shmo is good. Okay. So now the Gemara says, let's say, and we saw this in Pesachim also, let's say this Korban Pesach is shechted L'Shmo, Bishelo l'shmo b'shayim Mosh Hashanah. I have good both intents for Pesach and for the Shlamim during the rest of the year, right? Do we say that the l'shma, right? That the l'shma, I guess, knocks off. The l'shmo makes it pasul. The shelo l'shma makes it kosher. The question is: does the shelo l'shma have enough power to pull out the l'shma and therefore make it a kosher korban? Because if it's l'shmo l'shem Pesach, it's pasul. Shalol l'shma, let's change something else, it's kosher. I did both machshavos, so shalol l'shma knocked out the l'shma. That's the question. L'shmo v'shalol l'shma b'shayim Mosh Hashanah. Rabbi Bon bar Chia b'shem Shmuel bar Abba, mikevan she'ein lo shem nasu k'shoch l'shmo shalol l'shma b'shtika, hu kosher. He says, wait a second. When you shech the carbon, I don't know if we're going to finish this, we missed me. When you shech the carbon stam, right? So basically, when you shech the carbon shalol l'shma, when you do shalol l'shma, it's the same thing as shechting a korban stam. Because when you shech a korban shema, you're supposed to have the shtam l'shma. You're supposed to have the right intent. So every korban shechted stam has a l'shmo. So when you add in the shalol l'shmo, let's take the korban pesach. A korban pesach during the rest of the year. Stam l'shma is for a pesach. So you have the kavanah shalol l'shmo. We say it's kosher. You see, the shalol l'shmo takes over the l'shmo. So what's the difference if I had it stam l'shma or if I said l'shmo specifically? Bottom line is I have not l'shem korban pesach, overriding l'shem korban pesach, and the korban should be kosher.
Now, if you korban pesach the rest of the year, if you basically this is a korban pesach, does it make it possible, or is it just a stamp declaration that means nothing, that's meaningless?
That's the quote. If you say that in Shechem Nisbar, Korban Pesach, then it is should be possible. Because a Korban Pesach during the rest of the year cannot be shechted as a Korban Pesach.
So it's like you, he's like making no, not saying anything.
No, not saying anything is right. That's the Gemara saying. If you, it's like not saying anything, and then you had your kavana to make, you had the kavana for it to be the shlamim. So that kavana for it to be the shlamim overrides the lishma kavana. So you default into the shlamim. So say, what's the difference if you had the intent stam, or if you had the intent explicitly? The shalo lishmo should override that lishma intent, and therefore the korban should be kosher. So the Gemara says, Amru Le, they said to him, Im Kain hu afilu shchato lishmo almanas lezorg damash lo lishmo yasem ishar rishon kishot lishmo v'shlo lishmo shtik v'yakasha. They said, well, that's the case. Not for me. I have to pick up from here. I'm not going to have time to go through this. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll stop here, and everyone have a good day.